This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Roger Sy, a board-certified plastic surgeon practicing in Beverly Hills, California, who performs aesthetic and cosmetic procedures of the face and body. Dr. Sy, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine. Thank you for having me on.
And you're most welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. So for starters, tell us, what trends do you see in plastic surgery today from your experience?
Well, the beauty and the fashion industry have a very strong impact on the plastic surgery industry, especially with the power of the social media these days. Patients are seeking certain looks and appearances that have gained significant popularity. For example, the Brazilian butt lift has only been kind of exponentially gaining popularity in the past several years. Most people didn't even know what this procedure was or was even performing this even a decade ago. But now it's one of the most asked for procedures. The Brazilian butt lift involves liposuction of unwanted fat and is placed into the buttocks to sculpt and create a more rounder and fuller backside.
And Dr. Sy, what would you say are the most popular procedures that people ask for?
Yeah, great question. So at the moment, the most popular procedure performed in the United States is still breast augmentation by far. The second most popular procedure is liposuction. Like I was mentioning, the Brazilian butt lifts are increasingly becoming more and more popular these days. Nose jobs are also very popular, especially in the Los Angeles and Beverly Hills area. What's on the rise these days especially are these non-invasive procedures such as Botox and fillers and skin tightening and these non-invasive fat reduction such as cool sculpting. And these are becoming more popular because, you know, patients these days don't have a lot of time to have the downtime of surgery, and they'd rather just come in and get a lunchtime procedure and kind of, you know, temporize them until they need a more permanent solution such as surgery.
And taking that further, what do you see or think the new fad is or will be?
Yeah, so there's many, a couple of different things. I have many patients coming in asking for something called what they call a buccal lipectomy procedure. Basically, this involves removing the lower cheek fat. So a lot of young patients, especially models and even men that come in to want a more chiseled jawline look, you can get the fat pads kind of taken out of the lower cheeks, and this can create a more contoured appearance and accentuates the jawline of the lower face. Also, you know, patients who feel their face looks a little fatty or very round can benefit from this procedure as it causes more of a slimming and more of an oval appearance to their face. So this is kind of a new trend that patients are coming in and asking for. So it's kind of interesting because, again, with the social media and the magazines and the significant power it has on patients is what's causing these patients to come in asking for this particular look and appearance.
Quite informative today. We are with Dr. Roger Sy, a board-certified plastic surgeon practicing in Beverly Hills, who performs aesthetic and cosmetic procedures of the face and body here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, always a good question for those that are looking for plastic surgery or considering it: how does one find a good surgeon?
Yeah, so that sometimes can be very tricky because, especially in Beverly Hills, there's, you know, tons and tons of great doctors, and how do you go about finding one? So the most important thing I would say is make sure your surgeon is what we call a board-certified plastic surgeon. There are these so-called, what they call cosmetic surgeons out there that perform the same kind of procedures we do, but they don't nearly go through the same amount of training, and they're not really recognized by a legitimate board. So there's a lot of, you know, these are basically doctors from other specialties that are trying to perform cosmetic surgery and sometimes aren't adequately trained to do so. So it's very careful to look at their websites and their CVs to make sure that they are indeed a board-certified plastic surgeon. Another way to go about looking for a good surgeon is, especially again with social media websites and things, it's more accessible these days. So make sure you look at the websites, look at social media, look at before and after photos, as those are obviously important. Also, another important avenue is to check out the reviews online of previous patient experiences and their experiences with that particular doctor. However, the most important, I think, aspect of finding a good doctor is once you've narrowed down to a few doctors after doing the first few things I was talking about. You should go to a few consultations. Don't go to just one or two. Make sure you go to several. Ask each doctor what their opinions are. Seek several consultations and see what the general recommendations are, as every doctor is going to be maybe slightly different with their particular recommendations. And the best thing is, honestly, go with your gut. After you see a few doctors, see which one, you know, talks, you know, feels best for you and has a plan that's kind of in line with your plan and your goals and expectations. So those are some of the good ways to find a good doctor.
And looking at plastic surgery in general, is surgery safe and are the results permanent?
Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is a very, very, very important question. It's probably the most important question most patients kind of think of. So, yes, plastic surgery is a very safe procedure if performed on the healthy patient. So, generally, for all my patients, I usually get what we call a medical clearance, which means they go and see a doctor. They look the patient up and down, listen to their heart and lungs, and see if there's any medical history that would prevent the patient from undergoing a surgical procedure. We also get lab work, so we draw blood to make sure everything looks fine, that there's no issues with the lab work or the kidneys or, you know, anything like that. And if you're pretty safe and everything's, you know, looking okay, it's actually, you know, general anesthesia is actually very, very safe. Where you run into trouble are those patients who are kind of sick and, you know, have issues with their organs and they can't either break down the anesthesia or anything like that. But some of the bigger issues with the surgical procedure itself isn't really the technique of the case. Again, it's more the anesthesia. So, and as long as, you know, the patient's healthy and safe and gets the medical clearance, you know, anesthesia is very safe. And the second part of the question, are the results permanent? Yes. So the results of surgery are permanent. So that's the good thing. Unlike the non-invasive procedures I was talking about before, the Botox and fillers, those are temporary. Although you don't have to go through surgery, you know, those temporary procedures only last so long. You have to keep coming in, doing it, doing it, doing it. With surgery, it's a permanent result. Yes, there's more downtime in the very beginning, but there's no need to come back and redo some of these surgeries and procedures, as these are very permanent. However, it is important to note that, you know, as we age and as time progresses, you know, everything, you know, tends to age as well. So, you know, full perky breast may not be quite so full and perky, you know, 20, 30 years down the road, but it will age in proportion to the rest of the body.
Dr. Sai, really helpful information here today. We can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us. In conclusion, would there be anything else you'd like to add, a closing thought, a takeaway, or even one last final tip?
Absolutely. So I think the biggest tip that I can give the listeners is prevention is obviously the key here. A little bit each day will save you tons in the long term. Just like working out and being healthy, a little bit each day will kind of prevent heart disease and other issues in the long term. You don't want to have issues and trying to fix it. So prevention each day will help. The biggest thing, always protect your skin. Always wear sunscreen and moisturizer. If you do this every single day, you can save your skin from the signs of aging. And doing some preventative Botox over the long term can help with some of the lines and wrinkles that come on the face and prevent more severe deep lines and wrinkles in the future. Again, not just surgery, but an overall healthy diet, taking good nutrients, overall well-being is important. You know, exercise will not only make you feel better in the short term, but also will prevent aging and prevent, you know, any kind of long-term issues, and also kind of help turn over the cells and have a better circulation for your body. So those are all very important. And the other conclusion tip is, just like I was mentioning before, always make sure you do your research on your doctors. A lot of these horror stories that you hear from patients getting, you know, botched surgeries and this and that, they're not really going to doctors that are well qualified to perform these procedures. So, you know, make sure you're, you know, speaking or and consulting with what we call a board certified plastic surgeon that's, you know, been formally trained to do these procedures, and that will, you know, hopefully get you off in the right track.
Good stuff, and thanks for that parting advice. Much appreciated. We certainly don't want to let you get out of here without sharing where we can find more information on your practice there in Beverly Hills online, and how could one also be in contact as well?
Absolutely. So I'm pretty heavily involved in my Instagram and Facebook and Twitter accounts, and you can find me at Dr. Roger Tsai, DrRogerTsai. I usually post, you know, surgical stuff and you know, recommendations and kind of daily tips on there as well. but my website for a lot of photos and more information about specific procedures that you're interested in and some of the other things, our location and our some more information about our practice, our website is www.drtsaiplasticsurgery.com. So it's D-R-T-S-A-I, plastic surgery, plasticsurgery.com. And those are the two best ways to reach me. There's phone numbers and emails on both the social media and the website link that you can look at and review. I also have reviews and stuff on my website and links to all the social media accounts. So any of those will work to find me. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out, direct message me or send me an email, and I'd be happy to kind of reach out and help in any way I can.
Dr. Tsai, once again, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great day out there in Beverly Hills.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you having me on. You have a good day as well.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Roger Tsai, a board-certified plastic surgeon practicing in Beverly Hills, California, who performs aesthetic and cosmetic procedures of the face and body. And for all the details, visit drtsaiplasticsurgery.com. All links will be provided within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.